Jace? Where you at, Jace?
You don't have to holler. He's here.
A tall figure filled the narrow doorway. Dundee's gaze lifted to a dirty, tobacco-stained beard, to a pair of angry, blood-tinged eyes.
Who was it done this to you, Jace?
He'll be all right.
Dundee tensed. He knew this would be Bunch Carnes, the brother.
Jace! I said, who done this to you? I want to know.
Dundee was glad he'd strapped on his pistol. He let his hands rest at his hips, handy.
Maybe you ought to leave him be.
What business is it of yours?
He's the one done it, Bunch. He's the one shot me.
Carnes' hand dropped. Dundee brought his pistol up so fast that Carnes froze, blinking. At this range, Dundee couldn't miss. Carnes swallowed. Katie Long watched open-mouthed. For long seconds, she held her breath until Carnes slowly raised his hand. Then, the moment of crisis passed, she pointed to the door.
Bunch Carnes, this is my place, and I'm telling you to clear out. If you two have got to kill each other, do it someplace else. I don't want to clean up the mess.
The gunman's fingers flexed, his flashing eyes watching Dundee's pistol. Dundee didn't let the pistol waver from Carnes' belly. He didn't speak, for at times like this he'd never seen much gain in conversation.
Carnes, I told you to get. You all do any shooting in here, one of you is liable to hit your brother. Damn if I want to see all my work wasted.
When you come out, cowboy, I'll be waiting in the saloon.
Katie stood in silence, her face paled.
It's all right now.
I don't know how you figure that with him waiting out yonder in the saloon. You don't know this town. You don't know people like Bunch and Jason Carnes.
I've run into a few.
Bunch Carnes isn't the smartest man on earth, but he's hard. Minute you step out into that hall, he'll put a bullet in you.
And what difference would that make to you?
Blood leaves a dark stain on the floor. It's hard to get out.
I'll try not to cause you no extra work.
Dundee moved to the deep, narrow window. Its frame was set so that the window moved sluggishly to one side. He slipped out the window and eased to the ground. Pistol in hand, Dundee edged up to the one side window of the saloon and peered cautiously with one eye. The bartender saw him but gave no sign. Bunch Carnes sat facing the double doors, pistol lying in front of him on a small square table. Dundee moved hurriedly past the window and onto the front of the building. He still held the pistol, but in a fight, the carbine would suit him better. He walked up to the bay at the hitching rail, drew the carbine, and dropped his pistol back into its holster. He moved quietly up to the door. Inside, he could see Carnes seated, back turned, his attention still fixed on the double doors. The bartender saw Dundee and dropped out of sight behind the bar. Dundee leveled the carbine.
Carnes, back away from that table and leave your six-shooter right where it's at.
Carnes went stiff.
I got a gun pointed at you. Give me a reason and I'll blow a hole in you that can run a wagon through.
Carnes slowly stood up. Dundee held his breath, watching the pistol. Carnes' hand was only inches from it. He drew clear of the table and turned, hands empty, face raging.
Why don't you just quit? I got no wish to kill you.
But I'm going to kill you, cowboy.
Your brother's alive. Why don't you just let it go at that?
He wasn't reaching Bunch Carnes, and he knew it.
I'll shoot him where he stands. That'd be the end of it. Won't be an end to it till I do.
The man was a thief, and in all likelihood a killer. The world would shed few tears if Dundee cut him down. In fact, it'd be a better place. But Dundee knew he couldn't pull the trigger, not this way.
Step away from that table and leave the pistol.
I can get another pistol.
Boots clomped on the front steps. Dundee stepped backward toward the corner, not letting the carbine waver from Carnes. A big man blocked off most of the light from the doorway. The same heavy-built old man who'd been at McCown's. This was Blue Roan. Roan Hardesty paused in the door as if undecided whether to come in or step back out into the street. He saw then that Carnes was out of reach of his pistol. He cast a long look at Dundee.
You again. They told me some stranger had brung Chase Carnes to town with a bullet hole in him. I ought to have known it'd turn out to be you.
If you got any influence over this man, you better use it.
Well, it was him that shot Chase. I'm fixing to kill him. With your six-shooter lying over there on the table? You're just fixing to get your light blowed out, is all. This cowboy looks like he means business, Bunch.
So do I.
I need you alive, Bunch. Anyway, the weather's too hot for a funeral. You get yourself along.
but I...
I said...
Get along. I'll talk to you later.
Karnes stared resentfully at Roan Hardesty, his eyes then drifting to Dundee and spilling their hatred.
I'm going because Roan says to. But don't think it's over, cowboy. I ain't even started yet.